Rafa, before we talk about Brighton, 5 days to go till this transfer window finally closes. Are you happy at where you are now? Would you have hoped to have concluded a few more outs, a few more ins, or are you still fairly relaxed about where you are?
No, I think that I said in another interview or press conference that we were doing very good business at the beginning. After, it was a little bit more slow because we couldn't. We did these days the extensions of contract of Sterry, Armstrong, Arons before, so young players. We were bringing Geraldine instead of Jamat. We knew that Watford was very interested. So we have been doing things little by little, but still I need to conclude or to finish with two or three players if it's possible, and then it's more difficult. So when you go at the end, you have some names. Obviously, we have a list of wingers or strikers, a long, long list, but sometimes because it's Championship, sometimes because they are asking for massive money and wages that is impossible, or sometimes because the commission of the agents are crazy, so you cannot sign what you want, exactly what you want, then you have to look for players that they have to adapt, they have to have the characteristics that you are looking for.
Tim Krul's been a big player at this football club for a lot of years. Were you disappointed to have to let him go? You know, was he pushing the move to Ajax, or did it make sense all round?
No, we were talking about that. So I think that the first thing is to understand that we couldn't start 2 or 3 months without another keeper. So we have to bring a keeper and make this decision. Tim had 1 year left on his contract, so we decided to extend his contract, something that we were talking about, and then allow him to go on loan, because obviously he had some clubs interested, but because he was injured, it was difficult for them to make that decision. Then we were trying to find a way that he could be happy and we would be happy at the same time and protected. So I think has been the best solution for everyone.
And the contract for young Adam Armstrong, I think, you know, a lot of people feel that he will, you know, somewhere down the line maybe get an opportunity. But again, you're treating him very softly, softly.
Yeah, I think the young players, you have to be careful, because what you want is to keep them, is what we are trying to do, but at the same time give them an opportunity if you think that they can do it. For him, I would say that to stay in the Championship for us is a problem for him, because it means that we have to go up, and then you need players with experience, and it's always the same case. You have young players and they have the potential, but you cannot give them the chance because you have senior players that maybe they can score more goals. And we have seen with Gale, and we have Mitrovic, and we are looking for another striker with experience in the Championship. So we are pleased with him because he can score goals. Mm-hmm. But if we find a striker with experience, he knows. We were talking with him, with his agent, that maybe he has to find a club on loan and then get more experience.
It's another game without Moussa Sissoko in the squad. And as I say, the window's only 5 days away. Are you at a situation now where you just have to sit and wait and see who bids what for Moussa Sissoko?
Yeah, it's like this. It's exactly like this, because we don't have any problem to keep him, you know. Really happy for me. But at the same time, we know that there are clubs asking, so it depends how much they want to spend, and if will be enough for us or not. And in the end, if everybody's happy because we have a good offer and the player will be happy going to another club, fine. If not, I'm really pleased, and then he has to realise and understand that he has to give everything here again.
When you say a good offer, was this figure of 35 million ever set in stone? Or have you always been a little bit flexible?
No, we didn't put a figure officially, but we can see the market. So we know the value of the player. We know how well he was doing at the end of the season and how well he was doing during the Euros. So we want the right price.
In the meantime, you've got Brighton and Hove Albion. And, you know, having picked up, you know, 3 good results on the spin, I think everybody's generally agreed this will be your best test yet.
Yeah, I think so. I think that they are a good team. I said in the press conference that we had the problem also of the strikers, so losing 2 strikers, and the way that we lost the strikers is unbelievable, but it's what we have, so then we have to be ready with the team available, and I'm quite confident that we can do well against a good team. And it will not be the end of the world because we have a lot of games to play, but I'm confident that we can do well.